Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 49 on Monday, May 18th. There are many analogies out there about the church, the body of Christ. But today, the invitation is to see what we may know so well and see it slightly different. Or, if we don't know it well, to be brought closer to what it looks like. We live in a season where loneliness and isolation are two of the most common situations for people. But the Church of God, the body of Christ, has a mighty role to play against them. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello everyone. It's a new week of Common Prayer, and it's really good to have you here. I'm Kathy Berggren, and I hope you enjoyed your weekend and that you had some time to breathe, to relax, and somehow connect with your loved ones too, either virtually or in person. It's sure kind of strange to be getting rain this late in the season in the Bay Area, but rumor has it that the sun will be back and that hopefully we'll be able to get outside again soon. My husband's family has a cabin in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And for the last couple weeks, we've been hunkering down here. And it's just a really special place to us because we both spent our summers here as kids. And we met, dated, and even got married here. And our little place is surrounded by redwood trees. And I just love them. They're nothing short of majestic in just every way. And there's something about them that makes God seem so big, makes me feel so small when I look at them. And I find myself kind of straining my neck and looking up at them and marveling at their thick trunks. I find myself listening to their long creaks as they gently sway back and forth in the breeze. And some of the trees right next to us are hundreds of feet tall, and many are hundreds of years old. They grow pretty close together, too. And I've often thought that their root systems just have to be incredibly deep to support their height, but surprisingly, they're not at all. And I'd love to tell you some really cool things that I learned about them, if you'll let me. Redwood trees have a very, very unique root system that is like compared to their mammoth size. Their roots are pretty shallow. There's no large taproot to really anchor them deep into the earth, and their roots actually only go down about 6 to 12 feet. Yet, these very trees very rarely fall over. I discovered through reading, too, that these trees can withstand a whole lot, like strong winds, earthquakes, fires, storms, and even prolonged flooding. And it's hard to imagine that something that weighs up to 500 tons and sometimes reaching over 350 feet in height and lives for many centuries can remain standing with roots that only go down about 10 feet. And I think the best thing that I learned about redwood trees is that they thrive in community. You see, the root system is amazing. It's intertwined with other redwood trees, and they literally like hold each other up. The trees grow really, really close together, and they're dependent on each other for their nutrients, too. Only redwoods have the strength and the ability to support other redwoods. So underneath the surface of these humongous, tall, statuesque trees are roots like an army barricade who have their arms interlocked and standing and supporting each other. It's as if they're like preventing the adversaries of life from knocking each other down. And they're also making sure that there are plenty of nutrients to go around for their growth to continue. So I tell you all of this on a Monday morning because God designed the church, the body of Christ, you and me, to exist and live just like a grove of redwood trees. We're called to live intertwined and interconnected, supportive, dependent, and yet interdependent as followers of Jesus, interlocking with each other and holding each other up. And I know that it's a lot more difficult and complicated to be together right now, especially physically. But our calling is the same as it's always been, to live intertwined, interconnected, supportive, dependent, and interdependent. And I hope you'll keep a picture in your mind of majestic redwood trees right now. And as you do, I want to invite you to get comfortable, to relax, to breathe, and to prepare your heart to be attentive to the Holy Spirit and ask Him to speak to you. Keep those redwood trees in your minds and listen as I read Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. And as you do, try to notice if maybe there's a word or a phrase that stands out to you, okay? We are to grow up in all aspects into Him, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. As a believer, you're a part of the body of Christ, and you're important. What you offer, what you give, is unique and invaluable. And what you need and what you receive from others is necessary too. You matter. And what you bring to the body of Christ matters. By doing what you do best, it helps the body of Christ grow as He intends it to. Listen to the passage again. We are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. In the visual of redwood trees and in this scripture, is there an invitation to you from the Lord to let your roots wrap around someone in need, to reach out to them, to encourage and nourish them? Is there maybe a brother or sister in Christ who's living by themselves, or who you know might be fighting discouragement or even depression? Is there someone whom you can minister to by praying for them? This season is an opportunity to wrap your roots around one another and build one another up in love. We need each other more than ever. I hope you'll think about that today and pray some more about it. And I'd love to leave you with a blessing for your day And here it is. Church, may we live into God's plan for us to thrive in community. And may our individual root systems willingly intertwine with one another. May we literally and with intention hold each other up and be like an army barricade who have their arms interlocked, standing and supporting each other, building itself up with God's love.
Thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Today's episode is hosted by our women's pastor, Kathy Bergren, with original music by our worship pastor, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.